Riverside had a tough test against a ranked number 14 Trainer Cardinals team, which they came up short as they fell 48-42. The Bulldogs were able to out-rebound the Cardinals 35-33 in the competition, but gave up 22nd quarter points after allowing just 7 to Trainer in the first quarter. Head coach Mitch Rice was proud of what his girls did on the floor, but wanted to see the margin of error limited in a tight game.
You know, we came out and we executed really well at the beginning of the game, and I think we may have shocked them a little bit. And you know, it came, they were able to fight back and draw up pretty tight, and you know, our girls continued to battle hard, and our transition started off really well, and then we kind of slowed down a little bit. Kind of took our foot off the gas, which we couldn't afford to do, obviously. But going through and looking at the stats this morning and everything, and, you know, we out-rebounded them. You know, we had quite a few steals. We did a lot of things really well. But the margin for errors in games like that is pretty slim. And, you know, they made a few less mistakes than we did down the stretch and were able to pull it out. But man, our girls battled the effort from all 10 of them. Again, we had 10 girls play 13 minutes or more, and we're just continuing to push, continue to grind, continue to play as a team.
In terms of their last loss, Coach Rice said, quote, "This loss is on me. I need to be more focused going forward," end quote. Riverside needs to focus on cutting out the little mistakes, which only takes getting better and more focused as a unit.
Maintaining my focus will help the girls maintain their focus, which was actually our word of the week. I think we'll continue to do better, and I'll continue to learn and grow with that as well.
There's not just one girl who stands out on this Riverside team. Rather, you see a complete team effort all around. Riverside features 7 players who put in significant numbers on an average of 4 points or more per game, which may not sound like much, but it adds up for Riverside. They also play a very tight defense that can transition well in difficult situations.
I mean, I could go through and talk about every girl. If you look through our stats and everything,
right.
You know, our girls are doing a great job. The average, you know, we're pretty averaged at scoring across the board. Alyssa Amdor really kind of helped spark us a lot at the beginning as well. Last night, I think she had 6 in the first quarter off of some great passes, off of some, you know, some great individual moves as well. And those kids are really, all of them are really battling pretty hard.
The Bulldogs have an upcoming game against Tri-Center before the break, a team that leads the series between the two 24-5. Tri-Center is led on the floor by Alexis Flaherty, who averages around 12.1 points and 7.6 rebounds per game as she leads the team in both categories. This is a well-coached team by Derek Sonderlin that will surely give Riverside a tough time on the hardwood.
You know, we've got to continue to do what we're doing. You know, we've got to be fast. We've got to be aggressive. We've got to be under control. You know, if we can do those 3 things, I think that we have a great opportunity, you know, to come out on top. You know, Tri-Center, you know, Sunderland does a great job over there. You know, his team's always ready to play. They're always prepared. They're feisty, you know, but it's one that we've got to go in and kind of set the tempo and put it in our favor early. And, you know, if we take care of the ball, we share the ball, we rebound the ball, you know, we're going to continue to just focus on what we do. And I think the rest will take care of itself.
Riverside hosts Tri-Center on Thursday with the opening tip off at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Callens reporting.